Daily Brew, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Deja Vu and Daily Brew.
Mel Pearson Show continuing here on Mix 93. Having a good time with Coach talking Michigan Tech hockey, opening up their season October 4th. There is no scheduled exhibition for Michigan Tech against another team this year because of the quirky schedule. Overall, though, the schedule I like, Coach, compared to last year. It seems like we have obviously more home games. I don't want to say it's not as tough as last year as far as the beginning of the season. It's going to be as tough, but at least we're not taking those long trips over and over again in the beginning of the season like
no
we did
question.
Last year.
No question. As you recall, we played 7 of our first 8 on the road last year, Dirk, and that's, you know, that's tough on anybody, let alone a program that's trying to continue to get better. And the schedule, you're right. You don't want to say easier, but at least we're not making these long trips to these tough buildings. It's nice to have Michigan coming into our building, and obviously Minnesota Duluth is coming over here, and it's nice to host them. So I really like our schedule, and I like our non-conference schedule. We're playing 4 non-conference games at home this year, and then the other 2 will be down at the GLI. But it's a very fair schedule, but again, it's a very tough schedule. Any night you play, you better be ready to play, else you're going to get beat. That's just the way college hockey is this day and age. I mean, just too many good coaches, too many good programs, and the parity in college hockey, it's a fine line. So you need good goaltending, and that's one of the things, obviously, that we need to sort through. We have a lot of inexperience in the net, and that's going to be a key position for us as we go forward.
Minnesota Duluth, you mentioned. How is our conversation, our relationship with Coach Sandlin right now? Does it look like it's going to continue after this season?
Well, it's good, but we're going to take a break off after this year. But we talked about really continuing the scheduling process and whatnot. So we have a very good relationship. I've known Scott for a long time, and we get along well. So we've talked. I mean, he wants to continue it, as do I. So, but they've got this tournament in Minnesota. So so many years they play in it, so it's the year that they play in that, they've got to maybe take a break from us. But no, we'll get them on the schedule, and I like going to Duluth. I like the rink there. I like it's a good trip for our fans, and our fans enjoy going over there. So we'll do everything we can. But we're talking to teams like North Dakota and Minnesota. Obviously, we're playing Wisconsin, and we got an agreement. We haven't got to finalize.
That's my next question.
To bring them up here, and
really?
Some good things going on with the schedule, and that's something you have to make sure that you stay on top of and continue to work for. And we're going to try and get the best schedule we can every year.
Any conversations with the Nacho League at all, or is there nothing?
Well,
nothing?
Like I said, not with the league, but in teams.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Teams. We're talking some teams in that league, and whether it's St. Cloud or North Dakota or Duluth, the teams we've had some history with and played in the past, and we look forward to trying to continue to play those teams. We're looking at Western Michigan. Talking to Coach Murray and trying to get them on our schedule. And I like the trips down to Lower Michigan, for our alumni base down there. We have a huge alumni base, so it's always good for us to get back down to southeast or southwest Michigan.
All right. Well, questions are coming in, Coach. We're going to get to those in just a minute. I want to remind everybody about the picnic that is coming up. The Michigan Tech Blue Line Club is sponsoring that Meet the Team picnic on Tuesday, September 9th. So that would be 2 weeks from tomorrow? Yes, 2 weeks from tomorrow. 5:30 at the Rotary Club Pavilion, Kestner Waterfront Park. And you can bring a dish if you want. I don't know if Coach is going to make anything, but $5 will get you in.
Me cook, Dirk?
I was going to ask you.
I might go buy some cookies or something, but I'm not baking anything.
$10 per family, and includes hot dogs, hamburgers, soft drinks provided by the club, and you can bring a dish to pass. If you have any questions, contact Scott McGinnis, scott@cityofhoughton.com, and we'll be right back with your questions. You still have time to get in, and really quick if you want to, dj@themix93.com.
Hi, this is Tom Roms from the Downtowner Lounge. We're celebrating 40 years in business, and we'd like to say thank you to everybody that's come in throughout the year. We're going to celebrate with food and drink specials all week, starting on Monday right through Saturday. We've got live music for you from Tom and Dirk on Wednesday. On Friday, we have Avarice. Saturday, we have Martial Law. We've got a bunch of little things to give away to people to say thanks again for coming in throughout the years and helping make the Downtowner successful. Hope to see you this week.
Looking for a way for your child to learn outside of a brick-and-mortar school, but still get an excellent education at no cost to your family? Then the Upper Peninsula Virtual Academy may be just what you're looking for. As an accredited Michigan public school, the UPVA offers K-12 students in the UP broad curriculum choices through online courses. The UPVA is based in the Upper Peninsula, so you can be confident of the program. Students study at their own pace, assisted by a certified mentor and a content expert teacher to answer questions. We work closely with parents to deliver an educational experience that encourages creativity, curiosity, and discovery, while instilling confidence, empathy, character, responsibility, and independence. Help your child reach their full potential with the UPVA. Space is limited. Visit upva.net to start the enrollment process today. The Upper Peninsula Virtual Academy. Engage students, exceptional outcomes.
Newman's.
Bring in 5 non-perishable items to donate to our local food pantry and get 10% off any Whirlpool appliance at Newman Appliance. Plus, most appliances qualify for their Cash for Clunkers program, and for a selected time, many Whirlpool appliances also qualify for rebates. So let's help our local food pantry, and you'll be helping someone in need by purchasing a dependable Whirlpool appliance from Newman's in Calumet.
Newman's.
Big Valley Ford Dodge Chrysler Jeep has decided all new 2013s on the lot must go. Save big on a new 2013 Ford Taurus, F-150 pickup, Explorer. On the Chrysler side, a Town and Country, a Dodge Dart, and Avenger. Never has Big Valley offered these low blowout specials. Stop by Big Valley Ford Chrysler Jeep in Ewan, where thousands have saved millions. Or visit them at bigvalley.biz.
Let your auto collision pros at Martin Custom and Collision on M26 and Dollarby get you back on the road if you get into an auto collision. They feature computerized estimates and state-of-the-art frame straightening, brakes, and suspension work. They work with all not select insurance companies and provide free estimates. No job is too big or small. They fix them all. And they also supply loaner vehicles. Martin Custom and Collision in Dollarby. Call 482-7708. That's 482-7708 for all your auto collision repair services. After our estimates upon request.
Check out these great deals at your locally owned Napa store on M26 in Houghton. Seafoam motor treatment for $7. Stock up now on STP oil treatment, GS treatment, and super concentrated fuel injector cleaner. All these only $3 a piece. And for the mechanics out there, Rhino car ramps, 12,000 pound capacity, are only $45. Don't forget to show your AAA card and get 10% off your complete purchase. Sale prices good through August 31st. See store for complete details. Napa, get the good stuff.
Special off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Taking your questions, we have got some good ones, and we appreciate you guys sending in your questions. DJ at the mix93.com. If you haven't sent one in, I can't guarantee we're going to get it, but you can try. DJ at the mix93.com. Well, Coach Pearson, here is your first question. Has the WCHA had any conversations recently about letting all 10 teams into the playoffs?
That's a good question, and I know at our meetings last spring, the coaches presented that to the athletic directors that as a group, as coaches, we would like to see all 10 teams make the playoffs. Currently, I believe we're the only league in college hockey that does not allow all its members into the league playoffs. So we presented that to the athletic directors, and they said they would review it and keep it in consideration. But for this year, they will like to keep it the same. So only the top 8 teams in the regular season will make the playoffs. And obviously, we'll have a first-round series, and then the final 4 teams will go to St. Paul and the XL Energy Center this spring. So I think, in my opinion, I think all the teams should make the playoffs. Now, there's some coaches who weren't sure.
Yeah, why is that? There are pros and cons, obviously.
Yeah, I think, you know, Chris Bergeron gave from Bowling Green gave a pretty good talk about it, because his teams were, you know, his first couple of years were very poor, and he did not think that they should play in the playoffs. He, you know, even though they went in and they upset some teams and made it to Joe Louis Arena, he just didn't feel that they deserved the way they played to get in the playoffs. That's his opinion on it. And other people say, well, like this year, I mean, the standings were so tight. I think 1 point, you know, or even tied could separate eighth from ninth place team. And